Our epistle for this 20th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. Brethren, see to it that you walk with care, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not become foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, for in that is debauchery, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 4, verses 46 through 53. At that time there was a certain royal official whose son was lying sick at Capernaum. When he had heard that Jesus had come from Judea into Galilee, he went to see him and besought him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy son lives." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and departed. But even as he was now going down, his servants met him and brought word saying that his son lived. He asked them therefore the hour in which he had got better. And they told him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him." The father knew then that it was at that very hour in which Jesus had said to him, "Thy son lives." And he himself believed, and his whole household. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And he himself believed, and his whole household. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today we are given an opportunity to examine our faith. Of course, we can find it all the way throughout the whole of the Gospel. We read of a certain royal official. The commentators tell us that probably a royal official that was working for King Herod. And as he was out doing business or doing his duties, there was something that was weighing on his mind. His son was very, very sick. And as he was going out doing his business, as anybody during those days, you couldn't help but hear of this Jesus, the miracles that he worked. And a thought came to his mind, "I'm going to go and ask him for help." So it says he went to see him and besought him to come down and heal his son. He was at the point of death. Now, it seems in reading the gospel that our Lord found something faulty in this petition. For what follows seems to be more of a correction than a sympathy that you think would or should follow. Our Lord says, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe." Was he saying this to the man? I think he was saying it not only to the man, but he was saying it to the people that had been following Christ. And he was saying it to you and to me. "Unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe." The royal official continues to petition. He says, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Here we see the importance of perseverance in prayer. But we also see how our prayer should be. Our prayer should be one of trust. Not in the trust of how we have prayed, but in the trust of He who we pray to. We see our Lord tell him, "Go thy way, your son lives." And the very next line it says, "And the man believed the word and departed." Did the man go right away to go check out to see if his son lived? I don't think so, because it's the very next day that the servants came with word that the son had broken his fever and was getting better. It would seem in reading this gospel that maybe servants were giving him updates as he was going around doing his duties as an official. Because when he gets word, it's the next day. He finds out that it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. When his son got better, he knew that was about the hour that our Lord said, "Your son lives." Now here we see how our Lord works with souls. If we are a person of faith, he makes sure that we try to perfect that faith. Yeah, it's important to believe, but it's important to believe the truth. It says, "They who do not believe shall be condemned. They who do believe shall be saved. Those that believe and are baptized shall be saved." So now it comes to us and about our faith. How is my faith? Not how I feel about my faith. It's not about feelings. It's my attitude towards believing. Is it kind of the pacifier I have in the closet that I take out once a week in order to feel okay about myself? Or do I have faith that God is my Father? That Christ is my Savior, that the Spirit of God is my sanctifier, and without God I am lost, but I can have God if I follow those things that are necessary as Christ has laid out for me to have God. Contrition, petition, thanksgiving, adoration, prayer, doing away with sin and the occasions of sin, striving each day to prove my love for the good Lord by keeping the commandments, not just knowing them, not just not breaking them, but keeping them. Remember in the Old Testament, there was a whole lot of thou shalt and the thou shalt nots. In the New Testament, our Lord kind of sums it all up. It says, it's all about love with your whole heart, mind, soul, strength, and will, and your neighbor as yourself for the love of God. Upon these two commandments are based the whole law and the prophets. But it first starts off with faith, with belief. So let's ask ourselves, do I really believe I'm in God's presence? Do I really believe that He is here with us in the Holy Eucharist? Do I really believe in all the things that He has revealed, and do I live accordingly? Because you can't say you really believe and not live accordingly. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fit. St. Paul tells us in today's epistle, walk with care. Don't be unwise, but wise. What's unwise? Oh, I believe in the Lord Jesus, and I'm saved. Uh-uh. Not he who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven will enter the kingdom of heaven. We have to be willing to do God's will. We have to believe in order to do. Believe enough to do God's will. Do good, avoid evil. Walk with care, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. This is St. Paul's time. Back over 2,000 years ago. If his days were evil, what are our days? Some people get all caught up in the evil. And they think, oh, what a horrible world we live in. And that's their whole life. They think for some reason they're living a good life when they're able to point to the bad and the evil. But that's just not so. Because each individual person can counter the evil by how they live. And it will have an effect on other people. If you are a person of faith, you are giving a chance to other people that they would not have otherwise, if you are living according to the faith you profess to have. That's why St. Paul ends today's epistle with, "Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ." Fear Like we're afraid of Christ? No, we're afraid to offend him. We're afraid to be without him. We're afraid not to follow him. And having that fear of not wanting to follow him, we also have a fear that other people will not follow. That's where it takes a humility to understand that it's not just our way. You see, the man, the royal official, wanted Christ to come down. And basically, Christ is telling him, oh no, I'm willing to help, but we're going to be doing this a different way than you have planned. I'm going to give the word, and it will happen. And so Christ took the royal official from his imperfect faith and perfected it, or helped him perfect it, or gave him an opportunity to perfect it. And the man complied. Good things happened. So the same with us. If we really believe what we say we believe, then we must comply and be obedient to his way. We must persevere in our prayer. Some people say, oh, I pray, it doesn't work. And they give up. Well, how do you know it doesn't work? If you pray and you ask God for something and it's not God's will, he'll give you something better. Like a good father who doesn't give his child, their child, everything that they want, because everything that they want is not good for them. A good father must tell them no. And so the Heavenly Father tells us no. When we pray for things, do we trust him? How many times are we just so worried about other things? Christ tells us, don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about itself, for the evils of the day are sufficient thereof. What is the greatest evil that can befall today? The damnation of the soul. And you and I can effect a difference. Our Lady of Fatima tells us, so many souls go to hell because there's no one to sacrifice or to pray for them. Will you be doing a sacrifice and a prayer for souls today? Will you be a willing instrument? The unspoken sermon that somebody might see and will give them an opportunity of grace they would otherwise not have? In the Alleluia verse for the Mass of today, it says, my heart is ready, O God. My heart is ready. I will sing and I will give praise to thee, my glory. Let's make our heart ready. Whatever we have to do, stop the nonsense. Let's not be unwise. Let's not waste any more time, because time is short. It doesn't matter if you live 100 years or another hour. It's still short in comparison. But like it says in Scripture, but while we still have time, let us do good. Because we can. But we can't do good without him. And we can only have him if we have faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confession will be heard.